as any, then. I believe that's our ring.
I know Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lyman Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, the big coming-out party for Grandpappy Spears, or rather for Buster V. Davenport, has arrived, and all his friends have gathered at the schoolhouse to join in the festivities. It is Lum's hope and plan that some one of these familiar faces, set in familiar surroundings, will restore Grandpap's memory. As you look on the little community today, the party is going full blast. And we find Abner in the middle of one group of merrymakers. Listen.
heavy hang going out ahead, but our donor due to receive it. Fine or super fine?
Yeah, man, come over here a second.
I'm busy right now, Lom. Fine or super fine, Bessie.
Just take half a minute, Abner.
Oh, all right. Here, Ruth, take my place here. Study up a good fine for Bessie. Hey, I tell you, make her go over and kiss Uncle Henry Lunsford or something.
Hurry up, Abner. Excuse me, Bessie.
What's the matter, Lom? Another suspender button come off?
No,
I warned you about borrowing a preacher's suit. Well, it's a way yonder, too, little fellow.
Oh, it ain't bad. Formal clothes are supposed to be a little tight, I think.
Well, that sure is.
But, he's the only one in town that's got a swallowtail suit. I had to borrow him.
Yeah. Well, if I were you, I wouldn't try sitting down and wish you. That's all I've got to say.
They'll hold up all right. Miss Barton.
Miss Barton. That one holler if you want to know.
Can you think of anything I forgot for this party?
Anything you forgot?
Yeah, it just seems like there's something I've overlooked, but for the life of me, I can't think what it could be.
Huh. Well, all me, I don't know, though. Decorations are all up.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Folding chairs is all brought over from the church, and the piano was moved in. I don't believe you forgot nothing, Lou.
I hope not. I want this to be the best coming out party Grandpap or any other debutant's ever had.
Well, it's the best one I've ever been to. I know that. It is a dandy. Has Grandpap's memory come back to him yet?
I don't know. I ain't had time to notice yet.
Well, I've been busy over playing the game.
I think it's a little too early for that, though.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, he ain't had enough time for all these familiar faces to take effect on him yet.
No. Have you got your speech already?
Oh, yeah. Miss Hodgkins.
Miss Hodgkins. You got it already, huh?
Hey, oh, yeah. He's studied up good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tells all about Buster V. Davenport being one of our new citizens and how this party introduces him into Pine Ridge Society official. Miss Eastrom.
Miss Eastrom.
Yeah, a whole lot of junk. It's awful good.
Well, when you aiming on giving it, huh?
Well, pretty soon, man. Quick as everybody gets sort of settled down.
Yeah.
Everybody's here by now, ain't they?
Oh, yeah, I reckon they're all here. Even Ed Beckley, he's always late every place he goes.
Commodore Quincy. Ambassador Mrs. Ambassador Blevin.
Cedric, he ain't supposed to keep doing that all evening, is he, Lon? Following that way.
You're supposed to announce the folks when they come in.
Well, that's what I've tried my best to tell him, but he just keeps hollering out their names every time he sees somebody.
Prince and Princess Hodgkins.
There he goes again.
Mr. Brigadier General Grandpa Maston, Miss Ames.
I don't know what to do about him, Lon.
Yeah, I wish he'd stop it. I'll go hold that in directly and give him a little talk.
I wish you would.
Maybe we made a mistake in having him be the butler after all.
Yeah, well, you better do something before he embarrasses everybody to death if he keeps that up all night.
Yeah, well, I'll check him directly and put a bug in his ear.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, I'm going to get on back. Put a bug in his ear.
Yeah, give him a little hint, you know. That ought to do it.
Well, that ain't very nice, Lom. That's a mean prank to play on a fella.
Mean prank?
Yes, sir.
I'm playing no pranks on him. All I'm
going
to do is...
Well, putting a bug in a feller's ear ain't no prank. I never heard of one, Lom.
I never meant that I was actually going to put a bug right in his ear.
Well, I don't know how else a bug could get there if you don't put it in. no bug's going to crawl up there all by itself. You know that, Mom. You can't make me believe nothing like that.
I ain't trying to make you believe nothing.
Well, wait a minute. I appeared to train fleas. They had some of them at a carnival over at Cherry Hill one time. Recollect?
Of course I recollect that, but when I said
I don't know, Mom. Let me see them. Hurry up. Let me look at them.
Look at what?
Them train fleas you got. You sure kept that a secret. I never had no idea you've been training a batch of fleas.
Abner, I ain't been training no fleas.
You ain't? Now, don't tell me they just picked that up by themselves, Long.
Of course they don't.
You must have trained them a little bit, Long. By doggies, you sure thought up everything for this party. I'll say that for you. That's the best entertainment we've had yet over here. Yes, you want me to call everybody to order so if you can start the show right now? Quiet, everybody!
Hey, Jeff, for goodness sake.
What's the matter? Ain't the fleas ready yet?
No, and they never will be, because I ain't got no training fleas. Can't you understand that?
You ain't?
Of course not.
Well, who's got them?
Nobody's got them.
Oh, somebody must have brought them along. They couldn't have found their way over here by themselves. Or could they? Depends on how good they're trained, I reckon.
Oh, good goodness. If you don't get some of the crazy ideas in your head, you couldn't jar them out with a stick of dynamite.
I still think somebody must have brought them along. We never invited them. I know that. I helped make out the invite list myself, and we never sent no invitations to fleas.
Abner, if you'll just give me one minute, I can explain.
Bring them?
No.
Well, now, he might have. He used to be in a carnival once a long time ago. These fleas might be old acquaintances of his.
Abner, will you hitch up or I'll walk you right on top of the head?
Well, now, what have I did that was wrong?
Nothing, except just act like an idiot, that's all.
Huh?
There ain't no fleas here, trained or no other kind. Just forget the idea. Drop the subject. Don't let me hear you mention it again.
Well, all right, but I still think they're around here somewhere from. You're going to surprise us with them. I know you are. And I'm going to find out who's got them, too.
Well, that's fine. You do.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right. And if you do find out, let me know.
Well, don't worry. I will.
That's fine. Much obliged.
Oh, not at all. Don't mention it, don't worry.
And while you're hunting for the fleas, I wish you'd get hold of Grandpap and bring him over here.
Grandpap?
Yeah, I think it's time to present him to the folks now.
Oh, yeah, I'll get him for you. I'll be right back, Paul.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. All right. Oh, howdy, Squire.
Well, good evening, Lum. Well, it's a marvelous party, Lum. Marvelous indeed. The social event of the season, without a doubt.
Well, thank you, Squire. Glad you like it. Are you having a good time?
Oh, excellent, Lum, excellent. There's nothing that I like better than to mingle with my fellow man in a carefree evening of lively banter and good fellowship. Yes, I love it, Lum. Yes, I do. I love it.
Well, I'm proud to see you enjoy yourself, Squire.
Yes.
Say, Squire, could I ask you a question?
Why, you know you can, Lum. I'm always more than glad to lend the benefits of the meager knowledge I've gathered and to aid my good friends in any way whatsoever. Now, what's troubling you, Long?
Well, have you noticed anything I forgot for the party?
I forgot, Long?
Yeah, all evening long I've had a feeling that I've overlooked something, but I can't think what it might be.
Why, no, Long. From my observations, I would say that the party is complete and perfect in every detail. No, I don't think you've forgotten a thing, Mom.
Well, that makes me feel a heap
better. It's a fine party.
Yeah, I wish I could get over that feeling, though. More than likely, I've just worried too much about everything.
Oh, without a doubt, that's it, Mom. I know it's been a strain only to get this party all ready. And by the way, Long, I'd like to congratulate you on the whole idea of this affair.
Well, thank you, Squire.
That is, I mean, making Grandpap the guest of honor and all. A splendid idea.
Yeah, well, we had to do something for him.
Oh, yes.
We figured that getting him here amongst all of his old friends might bring his memory back about as quick as anything.
Yes.
It claims seeing familiar faces and doing familiar things will bring back their memories and cure amnesia.
Yes, I heard that, Lum. I heard that.
See, we got to get him cured up because he's the only one that knows the formula for making that secret rubber.
What's that, Lum?
No, I said that wrong.
Making what, Lum?
The synthetic rubber. He knows that secret formula, you know. And if we can get his memory back, why, he can recollect what it is and we can start production.
I hadn't heard about that. Oh. Well, it's a shame that a gentleman of his age is running around town under the illusion that he's some other person. What is that name he called himself? Jasper B.
Buster V. Davenport.
Yes, yes, a shame and a pity. I hope this party turns it straight, Lum.
Yeah, me too. But if it don't, leastways it'll make him feel more at home in Pine Ridge and keep him from going back to Toledo.
Toledo?
Yeah, he thinks that's his hometown, you know.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I see Abner heading over this way. Will you excuse me while I make a little speech here, Squire? I'm going to introduce Grandpap formal to everybody.
Oh, very good idea. Yes, go right ahead, Lum. Go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet, please. Simmer down, everybody. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the heartstrings of memory strike a tender chord as we gather here tonight at this beautiful party. As you know, this party has been given in honor of a new citizen of Pine Ridge. All of you know him in a... All of you know this man in a different way.
This is important. Just a minute.
Excuse me a minute, folks.
What's the trouble? Stand over there. I can't find Grandpap nowhere.
You can't?
No, sir. Can't find him or the fellow with the train, please, either one. And I've looked high and low for him.
Damn it. Well, he must be here somewhere.
I've looked in every room in the
kitchen. Did you look out in the kitchen? And he loves to nibble on things. He might be out there trying to get the little hand
out. No, I went out there. He ain't back there at all, no, sir.
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Hi, Jenny's. Now I know what it is I've got for the party.
Huh?
I forgot to invite Granddad.